So to continue on the chapter of patience, we are on stanza number 67. Some do evil things because of ignorance. Some respond with anger, being ignorant. Which of them is faultless in such acts? To whom shall error be ascribed? People do negative things, and that's because of ignorance they do negative things. And then if we respond to that with anger, then we are also ignorant. So therefore we respond with ignorance. So then, you know, there is, both of us are not faultless, you know. Which of them is faultless in such acts? To whom shall error be ascribed? It's the same. The one who does negative things are also because of ignorance, because they don't know what is good for them and what's good for others. And those who act with anger or those who respond with anger are similar, so therefore both are at fault. And because both ways, it's only going to bring problem and suffering to both. So therefore, it's not that the anger is justified. There is nothing like anger or hatred is justified, because it doesn't bring anything good for both of us. Instead, why did they act in times gone by that they are now so harmed at others' hands? Since everything depends on karma, why should I be angry at such things? We always get angry at somebody because we think that this person is bad and this person is doing something bad to me intentionally, or, you know, with his own negative emotions and a negative kind of attitude and, you know, hatred towards me or something like that. So we only, you know, kind of hold responsible the person who is doing that. And we think that if I harm him or do something against him, that will stop all the problems that I have. But that's not the case. The consequences, you know, the causes and conditions that that inspired or that triggered the action of this other person that harms me, it comes from a sequence of causes and conditions. So therefore, it's not just this person. If you look deeply, it can go back to my own actions also, and at least it goes. There's a kind of continuous causes and conditions, and so therefore, it's not just this person who is fully responsible. So it's not the hatred or doing something harmful or doing something wrong to that person, beating that person or harming that person or killing that person is not going to end my problems. I have to look at it in a stronger way, in a deeper way, and I have to clear the causes and conditions that these actions arise, and then I have to work with it with skillful means and with tolerance and with more broad mind. I have to work on the causes and conditions that create these problems. Just getting angry and upset and, you know, and being, you know, intolerant and impatient and just, you know, fighting with these persons is not going to serve any purpose. So therefore, I have to be patient. I have to understand. I have to calm down and understand what are the causes, conditions, try to solve those problems. And even if I cannot solve these problems, if I do not allow myself to be carried away by my anger, then at least I prevent doing something more negative. So therefore it's very important that way. 69, this I see, and therefore come what may, I hold first, I will hold fast to the virtuous path and foster in the hearts of all an attitude of mutual love. So therefore, you know, I should really understand this deeply and then say that, you know, whatever anybody might be doing wrong, even people are trying to harm me, I have to hold on to my positive path of loving kindness and compassion and doing only helpful things, positive things, and try to foster love and mutual love and mutual kindness and help each other kind of attitude in the hearts of all concerned. So therefore, it is me who has to do it first. If I really respond to the people with kindness, many times, most of these cases, it's all human beings. So therefore, love begets love and hatred begets hatred. So therefore, there are of course times then it doesn't work like that, but that's not because of this person. That's because they are not really free, you know. That's why it's like that. Now when a building is ablaze and flames leap out from house to house, the wise course is to take and fling away the straw and anything that spares the fire. Sometimes, you know, this the flame of hatred becomes so strong that it takes up communities, it takes up nations, it takes up all kind of things, and then it consumes benefits of ourselves and others and everybody. So in this that's why if for instance, if there is a fire going on and then the city is on fire and it's about to catch your house also, then what you have to do is try to prevent whatever to save you have to save. If there are things that is easily caught fire in your house or things like that, you have to kind of throw them out as much as possible and to make sure that it doesn't everything is not burnt. So something that you value or that's yours, you have to sacrifice them because it's more important that the whole thing, everything is not lost, but something is saved. So therefore, if you give in to the hatred completely, then nothing is saved. You harm yourself, you harm others, you create a very strong negativity for the future, causes of all the sufferings and pain for the future, so that's not good. So therefore, even if a little bit problem, a little bit suffering, a little bit sacrifice now, it's much better than to ruin the whole of future, create lots of negativity, and for your future generations or your people around you and also for your other lives. So therefore, that's why it is important to learn to forbear, to learn to tolerate, even if some negativity, even if you have to sacrifice things for the sake of your own future lives, for the sake of your own future generations and things like that, for the long term, one needs to try to even sometimes sacrifice the things for the present moment. 71, stanza 71. And so, in fear that merit might be all consumed, we should at once cast far away our mind's attachments, tinder for the fiery flames of hatred. So therefore, you know, even if there are things like ours, my own things, my own relatives, my own religion, or my own, you know, thing, even they are a little bit harmed and things like that and discredited, or, you know, we still have to keep, you know, patience, because otherwise it will create more problems and more difficulties and more pain for them, for us, for our near and dear ones. So therefore, we really need to, you know, look in the long distance, benefits of the long distance, and more profound meaning than just for the small problems now. 72. It's not a happy chance if, when condemned to death, a man is freed, his hand cut off in ransom for his life. And it's not a happy chance if now, to escape hell, I suffer only the misfortunes of the human state. So therefore it is said that, you know, if I'm condemned to death, and then I don't have to die, but my hand is cut off, so then I need to be happy. I can't, you know, I need to say that, oh, in order to save my life, you know, I just lost a hand, but, you know, I saved my life. So in the same way, if I am patient and I kind of am able to, you know, sacrifice small things, problems for now, and it can save the future disasters and more stronger disasters, and then I should feel that it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing. Even the sacrifice I've given is something good. I should think like that. If even these my present pains are now beyond my strength to bear, why do I not cast off my anger, cause of future sorrows in infernal torment? Because my anger, my hatred can cause, you know, actions by me that will cause, you know, terrible you know, negativity and terrible suffering, and you know, negative actions that would harm lots of people, other people, and harm myself in a deep way. So therefore, if I prevent that happening, and instead I can have to suffer some pain now at this moment, I have to tolerate that pain in a joyful way, because with this small pain I have to take, I have sorrow or pain or, you know, misery, and then I have prevented much stronger disaster for myself and others. So I have to see it like that. That attitude, that understanding creates the patience. For sake of gaining all that I desired, 1,000 times I underwent the tortures of the realms of hell, achieving nothing for myself and others. And now, you know, we have been living in the samsara from the Buddhist point of view for countless eons, countless lifetimes. And in those all of those lifetimes, we have been always running after things that I think would bring me happiness, lasting happiness and well-being. And for all those lives, I've been toiling, working so hard, fighting all the time, making all kind of difficulty, go through all hardship and troubles and things like that to get rid of my sufferings and problems and pains. And did I succeed? When I look back, all these efforts, all these lifetimes work and worries and anxiety and all sorts of harms that I created for others and myself. It's useless. It didn't do anything. It didn't achieve anything that's totally, lasting and concrete. So therefore, now this moment, this life, I must do something that has a lasting effect. That by learning how to be patient, by not responding with anger and hatred and negative deeds, even if there is provocations for that, by really making a commitment that I would not respond with hatred, with anger, and with negative actions, even if there is so much and strong provocation. If I do like that, then I'm practicing patience, and of course that's not an easy thing. There will be problems, there will be pain, there will be sufferings, but the present acts are nothing to compare with those, and yet great benefits will come from them. So this the pain and sufferings that I have to endure now is not small, maybe it's big, but compared to the the disaster that will come if I allow my hatred to to act or react fully, then I will see that lots of benefits will come from them. It will prevent me from, acting very disastrously, very negatively for myself and for others in the future, and thereby creating a very strong positive deed, and also preventing lots of negative, actions. So therefore, these troubles that dispel the pain of our wanderings. So this is my contribution in order to, help all the people, samsaric beings, to free from their suffering, and a little bit of a contribution from myself to work towards that end. So if I need to see it in that way, and then I need to rejoice myself in that. That, even if I am able to, so if something not so nice comes and happens, or if somebody says something or does something that annoys me, and annoys, that little bit, not so positive but negative towards me and my friends or my relatives or my people or my religion, and then instead of reacting to that with violence, with hatred, if I'm able to say, okay, I react with kindness, with love, with a positive way. And so therefore I change my usual way of reacting, then I need to feel happy with myself. Okay, this time I didn't create a big problem. I didn't create a big problem for my community. So therefore, I didn't create a big problem for the future, for my own future and for the future of these two groups, because if somebody said something bad about, say like, you Buddhists are very bad, and then I say something bad, you other are very bad, and we are, Then they will say something bad again, and we will say something bad. So then I might, you know, I might fight with this person, and this, and now this becomes a fight between, you know, the Buddhist and non-Buddhists, something like that. And then all the Buddhists come and fight back, and the non-Buddhists come and fight back. And then this fight can continue, go for like wildfire to many different areas of the, you know, city or areas of the country or areas of the world. And then what happens? Yeah, and then it can continue for a long time. So because of my anger, because of my, you know, reaction, it can create so much trouble. And if I just tolerated, if I just was patient, if I reacted in a positive way, I could, you know, prevent all this. And then if I did that, I should be very happy. I should really rejoice at my patience. And that's what we should do. Even if I don't create all those, you know, communal problems and things like that, at least I've started a way of life for myself which is not consumed by hatred myself. So therefore, I've prevented myself getting trapped in hatred and anger and things like that. So I did a very positive action, great Dhamma practice. That's the true Dhamma practice. Okay, so this is stanza number 75. So stanza number 75.